This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you are listening to this program and have a Swiss bank account, now could be a decent time to admit it, especially if you haven't been paying your U.S. taxes. Tomorrow is the deadline for famously secretive Swiss banks to sign up for non-prosecution deals with the U.S. government in exchange for passing over detailed account information about their American clients. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Con men, cheating spouses, and tax evaders, take note. Your Swiss bank is likely going to rat you out. Jeffrey Nyman is an attorney in Fort Lauderdale. He helped prosecute the case against the Swiss bank UBS.
The Justice Department and the IRS have always looked at these cases as if you come clean, if you come forward before we get your name, you can avoid prosecution.
But owning up isn't as easy as writing a heartfelt apology to the IRS. Dear IRS, my bad. Love, Adrian.
Americans with undeclared assets need to file 8 years of amended tax returns, 8 years of delinquent other forms, and they're going to have to pay whatever tax is owed.
8 years of tax forms. Big penalties. It sounds like a lot. But not reporting, says Nyman, it could be a whole lot worse.
You're risking jail.
And losing a big chunk of that account value. So let's weigh the odds. Just how likely is it really that the government will track you down? I asked James Hines, a law professor at the University of Michigan.
You know, the thinking now is it's probably going to come out. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but before too long.
Swiss banks don't want trouble with the U.S. government any more than the rest of us. They're likely to hand over your account information if it keeps them off a prosecutor's to-do list, which is why lawyers think the best thing hidden account holders can do is fess up. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.